Good morning from Skift. For daily updates in your inbox, subscribe to the Skift Daily Newsletter at skift.com/daily. It's Wednesday, April 24th, 2024. And now, here's what you need to know about the business of travel today. Atlanta recently reached a three-year, $1 million deal with the Michelin Guide. Discover Atlanta CEO William Pate discussed that topic and more in an interview with global tourism reporter DeWitt Habtemariam. Pate said having Atlanta's restaurants appear in the Michelin Guide has boosted the city's culinary scene. He noted restaurants that have already been selected for the guide have seen a 30% increase in business. Atlanta is the seventh U.S. city to be selected for the Michelin Guide. Pate also touched on Atlanta's preparations for the 2026 World Cup, during which the city will host 8 matches. He said Atlanta could be home base for World Cup fans, since its airport has nonstop flights to every other host city. Next, while the airline industry is seeing a surge in travel demand, JetBlue Airways is struggling. The carrier posted a first-quarter loss, writes airlines reporter Meghna Maharashi. JetBlue reported a $716 million loss, which Maharashi notes was partly caused by the large fees the company had to pay to end its planned merger with Spirit Airlines. JetBlue's chief financial officer said the breakup fees cost the carrier $530 million. In addition, CEO Joanne Garrity said the increase in capacity to popular destinations like Mexico and the Caribbean has put pressure on the company's revenues. Finally, travel technology reporter Justin Dawes examines how Amadeus employees have been using Microsoft's artificial intelligence-powered chatbot Copilot. Amadeus is among a group of companies testing Copilot as part of Microsoft's early adopter program. Microsoft said last September that it would incorporate Copilot into its products. Dawes lists several ways Amadeus staff has used Copilot, such as summarizing long discussions between coworkers and conducting searches of Amadeus's own data. Frederick Ross, Amadeus's head of digital workspace services, said staff at the digital technology company had spoken very highly of Copilot. For more travel stories and deep dives into the latest trends, head to skift.com. To find these stories and more insight into the business of travel, subscribe to the Skift Daily Newsletter at skift.com/daily.